Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Els, joined from a safe distance in the dugout by my pal, Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And from an even safer distance on the bullpen phone, my pal, Chris Duke.
Ah, I love it. Pep it up, Brian. It's playoff time. Playoffs.
Duke, I've gotten every single one of my predictions wrong, so.
Oh, that is true. I wanted to start off right away and saying, I called it. I said this would be a 5-game series, and as we're taping.
This was the one we were in agreement on last week, that we both thought this actually would go down to the wire. And right now, it's fully down to the wire. 1-1 game in the bottom of the sixth of game five, with the series tied 2-2 between the Giants and the Dodgers. We'll keep an eye on this game as we record here. This is not something we're used to doing.
When you're listening
to this, of course, it's Friday morning. The series will be decided, and we'll know who's playing in the NL Championship Series. But
It will be a 109 game win team.
Yeah,
both teams have 109 wins as they play this game right now. So. I mean, but yes, someone is, one of the teams from the West Coast will be playing Atlanta in the championship final, yes.
Yeah, so I don't think Brian's entirely down because of his prognostication, but he can't feel super peppy about the fact that he got all four.
All of them. I picked White Sox over Astros. I picked Rays over Red Sox. I said San Francisco was going to beat LA very quickly.
You said quick. You said three, right?
Yeah, he said it in three.
Short series. Yeah,
I said San Francisco in three. So I mean, and again, like this series isn't even over, so I might even get the team wrong still.
Yeah.
I picked Brewers to win the whole enchilada.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think me and Brian, we texted because we've gone through so much stuff. We forgot to make predictions on air, but your prediction is totally gone now, Brian. I had Giants Astros. So this was like just after the first game they played or whatever. But I mean, I'll be honest, and maybe I'm totally in the minority here, but I don't think so. Who's excited about the Astros Red Sox series? I mean,
Astros, Bill Simmons, Astros and Red Sox fans, and that's about the list.
But I mean, that to me, that couldn't come with, like, seriously, the worst. I don't know. Anyways, I shouldn't say worst, but it's just like there's no one to cheer for on that side. I'll be honest. I mean, the only guy I think I said this last year. I think we've also said this. I mean, if there's a silver lining, sort of would be if it's the Astros make the run again here. Dusty Baker is someone you can't cheer against. It would be great if
he wasn't associated
with that team, you know? Like,
yeah, but like he was not obviously part of the team that was, the scandals. He came in after AJ Hinch left. So obviously, like, he doesn't have the taint on his career that the players do and that the management did at that point. So yeah, I mean, it would be nice for someone like Dusty to.
And it would be ironic if they faced the Giants in the finals, because that's where Dusty kind of made his last chance of winning. And plus, also had a chance to win a World Series when they lost to the Angels that year. It was the
had
Angels,
a couple
right?
chances to win a World Series though, right?
No, well, I think that was the only one he was in the World Series. I mean, he's been a manager forever, but I thought that was the only one he was in the World Series as a manager.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, he's been around forever. I mean, like, literally, he's 70 plus. I mean, the Red
Sox. Do you know that Baseball Reference keeps track of ejections?
Oh, wow.
Had no idea. But Dusty Baker ejected 11 times over the course of his career. Or, sorry, 23 times. 11 times with the Giants, 4 times with the Cubs, 5 times with the Reds, once with the Nationals, twice with the Astros. 23 times in total.
That's not bad considering.
Why do they keep track of that?
Do they have a track of
everything, right?
How about do they have one for box? Do they have a tracking for box?
I assume they do. I'm not going to dive into
that. Let's not go.
How often
they bunt in comparison to the rest of the league, how often they substitute players, how long they on average they let their pitchers go. This is wild. I didn't know this was a thing on B-Rap.
What? Hey, just wondering here.
I feel like that's an off-season idea, that we each choose something and find like a weird ass stat that they track on Baseball Reference and like find like the top 10 or something. As like,
yeah, that'd be great.
Let's stash as a rainy day.
So can we talk a little bit about this sort of gamesmanship that happened to start Game 5? Do we know about this? About that the Dodgers were not late, but they declare their starting pitcher maybe 2 or 3 hours before the game, and it was
Corey Knievel?
Yeah, Corey Knievel and Evil Knievel there. And then so that the Giants kind of changed their lineup because of who was starting, but then
It's to negate the platoon advantage, right? The Giants have been very good at platooning, right? So if you put a lefty in there, it forces the Giants to, even knowing that Arias is going to come in at some point in time, it forced the Giants to.
They burned a couple players early in this.
Right. Strategic.
Yeah. It's interesting because sort of
it's a page out of the like Rays playbook.
Exactly. A little bit of the platoon in sort of the pitching aspect. But I think it was always set up that he would go two if he could, and then see how long Urias can go here. And he's right now it's bottom of the sixth, two outs, one man on. So he's been pitching pretty well, other than that one home run. But I mean, the Dodgers. This is the interesting thing, is because they had to get to Game 5. So Walker Buehler, and a 3-day short rest there, pitched. I thought pretty well in Game 4. He kept him in it, right? Where then the bats could kind of come alive a little bit for the Dodgers. I just feel this series, I'm actually, in one respect, I'm happy that there isn't any other games right now. I wish there was more Game 5 for this round. But that said, these are the two best teams pretty much all year. And it's kind of nice that they get the kind of the full attention before we get into the championship.
Honestly, they should have reseeded and that they should have played each other in the ALCS.
I'm always for that. I don't think any league is ever going to do reseeding again. I think they just love the brackets for whatever reason, and they just stick with it. I would totally agree.
Because they love having the bracket challenge contest, but it's
yeah, who does?
It's whatever. Like,
right, but it's also just silly because it's like, again, especially with baseball, what was the advantage of winning all these games? You get one extra game here, and right now the Giants, so we'll see what happens here. But
preaching the choir, buddy.
Yeah, exactly right. But, I mean, it hasn't been like a classic series, let's be honest. It's kind of been whoever's – we'll see what happens in Game 5, but whichever team had the lead in a game has won the games for the first four. But yeah, I mean, they're just going toe to toe here because it's been, especially game five here, great pitching. And this is sort of what postseason baseball is all about, right? So, I mean, it's going to happen. Someone's going to make a clutch hit or a bad defensive play or something. And that's probably what's going to be the winning run.
Dusty Baker ejected 11 times in his illustrious career. Do you want to take a guess at how many times John Gibbons has been ejected?
Hold on. I thought it was 23.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. 23 times. Okay. 23 times in his illustrious career. Do you want to guess how many times Gibby's been ejected in the same time frame? And keep in mind, he's managed four seasons less than Dusty, but in the same-ish time frame.
Say 40.
Mike?
I go like 47?
53. 53 times in 11 years he's been ejected. That's basically five times a season. That's incredible. He's led the majors four separate occasions.
I'll tell you right now, I know why Baseball Reference has this category, because you are loving it right now. Look at how many nuggets you've already found.
I just adore managers getting ejected. I adore managers getting ejected. They're the best.
And we're going to the seventh inning. Dog, you just got the third out there, so.
Yep. In non-playoff news,
this is a shocker.
Did you want to? So Mike Schill?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, I guess earlier today, I read the ESPN news service piece about it. Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, cited philosophical differences to explain Mike Schilt's dismissal. This coming off a 17-game winning streak to cap the Cardinals, you know, making it into the wild card game. I'm very curious what these philosophical differences are. He said apparently the Mozeliak that it was something that popped up recently. So obviously, like, since the wild card, I'm guessing. Like, I don't know what the guy could have done. Especially because, like, I don't think the expectations were necessarily that this was a team that was going to unseat the Brewers or go far into the playoffs. You know, they certainly had a chance, as any team does when they, you know, play a wild card. But, like, that.
Unless it's something about maybe control, like, maybe it's – I mean, it's just – that's just a lot of just, gibberish there that they're talking about, philosophical difference. Who knows whatever that means.
What philosophical differences means? I got it.
It? Okay, what do you got here?
Money.
For him?
You think?
So
He had a contract
Guy takes a team to the wild card game, then they're not expected to be there. He's asking for more.
So he had signed a 3-year extension after the 2019 season. So he had another year left on his contract. So
that's what it was. Money, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the first thing. I also think just about a little bit more control, maybe of decisions or personnel or something. I don't know. I mean, the thing is also. I mean, I'm never going to cry about the Cardinals there. I mean, they made their run. They got to the playoffs sort of ish to the wild card game there. And you know, I think that's quite an accomplishment. I would agree with you, Brian or Michael. I don't think they were expected to do anything further than that.
I don't know. And I mean, then who did they face in the wild card? Right. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you know, like certainly like it's a one game playoff, but like, no one was surprised that the Dodgers beat them, right? Like, you know, witness the fact that the Dodgers are now in the deciding game
I mean, this could be whoever wins this game that we're watching right now live. I mean, could be the World Series champion for all we know, right? I mean, they would be the best team on paper. I mean, Atlanta will have something to say about that, but
are two of the best teams, and the other best team in terms of records got bounced already.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian would know all about that.
Yeah. Hilarious. You're so funny.
I you brought it up.
John Gibbons, third all-time in ejections. We're going to keep this bit rolling.
It's going to keep the bit.
Is Earl Weaver number one by any chance?
No. No, wow. Do you want to take a guess at who number one is? Other than Earl Weaver.
Yeah, I was going to say with the Yankees, Billy Martin.
Tony La Russa.
Oh, speaking of which, he will return.
Boy, what a classy actor going down, huh? You know, just always congratulating the opposition, right?
Oh, sorry, that's active. That's active ejections. Earl Weaver is in front of, here we go. Lifetime, Bobby Cox. Lifetime, 162 ejections in 4,500 games.
I was going to say, John McGraw,
Leo DeRocher, Earl Weaver, Tony La Russa.
What about Sparky Anderson?
I don't know
Sparky
if he got ejected.
Anderson, 56 ejections, only three more than Gibby in like triple the games.
Sure. I was just thinking of a man who's been around for a long
time.
Right,
but he was not a...
Ron Gardenier with 84 ejections on this list.
Crazy. Gardy's got a temper, that's for sure.
Lou Piniella only with 64. I would have thought it would have been way more than that.
Yeah, so La Russa,
yes, you are.
Returning for the 2022 season, a source telling ESPN today, Thursday.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
So stupid.
Well, mind you, you know what?
He took
Tim Anderson probably... quoted as saying, I want him to be back at the end of the day.
Tim Anderson said that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think he did a great job with the way he managed and just being open.
Okay. I mean, hey, but, you know, I guess...
Hey, if Timmy says...
Jose Abreu's quote, he won't leave us alone. He's going to be with us.
Okay, well, that's probably more like...
I really don't like Tony.
I don't like Tony La Russa.
No, but you know what? I mean, his comments after the game four loss there was just kind of ridiculous. I thought, you know, he's complaining about brushbacks and you know, this isn't the right way to play. You lost. You know, you got creamed.
And like, I've said this before. General managers in front offices win in the regular season. Managers win in the playoffs. And he got spanked by Dusty. Dusty managed circles around him. And Dusty's not, I don't think
Dusty's the best tactician either.
No, I think Dusty's actually pretty lousy.
He's not. But the thing is, I did like what they did in game four. Like, I mean, not that I liked it, but I mean, he just kept the hammer on. They kept running the bases. They kept, you know, advancing guys. They were just like, we're not going to settle for like just 4 or 5-1 win. We're just going to keep it going here and just... You know, just nail it on there. And plus also, I mean, you know, you never know if they could come back, right? But, yeah, Tony La Russa got totally outmanaged in that series.
Outmanaged by Dusty.
Totally, yeah.
That's so bad. Don't get outmanaged by Dusty. That's really bad.
Well, no, I mean, don't give Dusty.
I like Dusty the human being. I think Dusty is a tremendous human being and by all accounts is a good regular season manager. Because he keeps the clubhouse happy. However, as a tactician, he has proved pretty inept over his tenure.
I'll give you that, but let's just say this. If you have to cheer for someone, if anything, in that series, I don't know.
I'm cheering for Dusty.
I guess
Tim Anderson, but that's it.
But I'm saying the next players. But what about the Red Sox now, right? The Red Sox Astros. If there was a tie, I would go for the tie, but there won't be, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Can COVID cancel the series and we just give the winner of the NL the World Series?
Well, let's just say this. I'm cheering the NL regardless whoever comes out of there, right? Because it's either evil umpire.
As an Expos fan, that surprises me because, if it's the Dodgers or the Braves, like, you can't really...
Well, I mean, come on. I haven't had my team in 20 years, so I mean.
Yeah, but not... I mean, like, my dad is an Expos fan, and he still hasn't get forgiven the Dodgers for Blue Monday.
I get you about that, but I mean, I'll be honest, I'm more upset about 94 than I am about Blue Monday, right? Like, I mean, 94, I'm upset just in general, still 25 plus years later of that.
Sure.
They not only did they blow that season for nothing, the Expos could have won, but two, I mean, it could have changed the whole franchise. The team could still have been around today if they would have done something, right? Could have built a ballpark and blah, blah, blah. But, let's not get down that rabbit hole. But, I mean, I'm just saying it's hard to cheer for the Evil Empire 2 or the Trash Cans. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like there's no endearing quality to either of those teams in my books. I'm sure
it's just
your
Dusty. Dusty's the only reason, right?
That's right. I would agree with that. I mean, I think there's a good human element about that guy who's persevered. They kind of got thrown into this, you know, they needed to have a manager, you know, very quickly once Hinch left, and, you know, he sort of took
it on. I'm honestly surprised that Dusty lasted longer than a year. I would have thought for sure that they would have rehired Hinch.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe.
There was a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, maybe
that he was basically going to serve his suspension and then come back.
Well, it's no different than, like, what the Red Sox did, right? You know, they just
brought back Cora,
right? And so, yeah, I mean,
I would have thought could have sworn the same thing was gonna happen.
Maybe just wanted to clean a little bit, maybe that's that, and we'll leave it at that. And Dusty's done a decent job. I mean, the nucleus is still there. I mean, they're still crushing the ball, right? Regardless of that, some of the parts have changed, but their nucleus is still there. And you saw in the White Sox series, they could hit. I mean, their pitching wasn't too bad, but their hitting was, if they're going to win that series, that'll be an interesting series. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So Lance McCullers is awaiting an MRI ahead of the ALCS. The Astros might not have him after forearm tightness in his right arm when he left game four of the ALDS. wasn't apparently available to the media during Thursday's workout at Minute Maid Park to discuss things. And so don't know if they'll have one of their top pitchers for that series.
Can I ask a question here? I'm sure Brian will have an answer on this. Logan Webb, where did this guy come from? Like, I mean, this guy is an ace right now. Like, he's through seven, and it's 1-1 in a deciding game here. Like, where did this guy come from, like, to be this good this year? I mean, does someone know about why he's been so dominant this year?
He was a fourth round pick in the 2014 amateur draft from the Giants. He his prospects.
So is there report, different pitches? Is he doing something different this year? Or?
His prospect report basically has his slider listed as his only plus pitch.
Yeah,
which is crazy. He's never, up until this season, he's never had a whip in the major league lower than four. Or sorry, not a whip, a FIP. Never had an ERA lower than five. I don't really know much about why he...
It just seems like it's kind of out of left field, but maybe there's something more to it if they continue on. Like, I might read up a bit more about this, just because, I mean, this guy is he's a real ace right now, right? Like,
he has changed up his pitch mix as of this year and he's a three pitch guy, but he started throwing his changeup more, up from 15% to 23% this year, and is getting a swinging strike percentage of 16%, which is pretty good. Pretty good.
No, it's impressive, right? It just if they continue to go on, I mean, this guy is leading the way here, right? I mean, and it worked out for the Giants that they could play him on a regular rest, right? Where Buehler had to kind of go on game four to get to game five. Like, you can see here, I mean, it's huge that he's gone seven so far and shutting down kind of Dodgers just with one run. I'm just curious if people knew more about it, because I feel like I should know more about Logan Webb if he keeps going here in the postseason.
Well, as we talk, LA has made a pitching substitution, Blake Treinen in for Julio. Still tied at one, though, in the bottom of the seventh. Now, it wasn't the skipper, but the Yankees cleaning house a bit and announcing today that they are not renewing the contracts of hitting coach Marcus Thames, third base coach Phil Nevin, and also not renewing the deal of assistant hitting coach PJ Pilater. This is Buster Olney on ESPN earlier today. But Aaron Boone apparently still entrenched as manager for next season.
Yankees fans. real mad about that.
I would think so. Yeah. I don't like Aaron Boone. I would gotta be honest. Well, the other thing is also because if it was like the old, old Yankees, George Steinbrenner was owning, Boone would have been gone like years ago, I think. Because the thing is, the expectation of a Yankee fan is very similar to
a Boston fan.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I mean, their expectation is every year to win, right? And they really haven't been that close. Like, I mean, they technically count this year. They made the postseason because they got to the wild card, but they didn't do anything, right? And they didn't, you know, they lost to the Rays last year, and you know, they haven't won in a decade plus. And for the Yankees, that's a huge drought, you know. And I don't know. I mean, if I'm a Yankee fan, I could see why you're angry because, I mean, they haven't done much, really.
They've underperformed their Pythagorean in every single year that Boone has been there. And the closest they've ever come is, I mean, obviously losing to the Rays last year they lost in the championship series. I can't remember. Yeah. Was it to the Astros? The Astros.
Oh. Well, I thought they lost to the Rays last year.
They did, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, they
oh, I see. The Rays beat the Astros. It was two years ago in the 19th on the big home run where Altuve didn't want to show his
shirt.
Yeah, and then Chapman was smiling the whole time because they all knew that they were cheating.
Oh, man. It's just a piece of tin anyways. What is it?
anger.
Yeah. Boone, though, I was just reading a little further. He actually doesn't have a contract for next year. He is having to renegotiate this off season. So, I mean, certainly the opportunity is there for the Yankees to let him go, but they haven't announced anything as of yet. Just these,
Hey, before we go
hitting
here,
coaches,
I'm just curious, surprised that the Brewers lost to Atlanta?
Considering I picked them to win the World Series, yeah. I'm real surprised.
So what happened?
Atlanta was they awful. Wanted in four.
Yeah.
Like, Atlanta wasn't good. The only reason they made it in is because,
it was
like,
their division.
Everybody else in that division was awful. Like,
but so how
worse.
Did they beat the Brewers then? Like, what happened there? Like,
well, the Brewers' offense was never particularly good.
Yeah.
Right?
And their pitching didn't show up in these games.
And the reason why I thought they were going to be good was because the pitching. And the pitching just...
It didn't help that Williams smashed his... hand on a wall or something before.
I don't really think that was the reason why, though, right?
No, but it would have helped to have that arm in there, that's for sure. But I mean, sure. Yeah, they seemed a little bit off. I mean, I would think that whoever wins this game five should beat the Braves pretty handily. But I mean, somehow the Braves won.
Maybe,
that series.
Probably, who knows?
A bit of a smoke and mirror, but I mean, they do have their. I'll say this, they've cobbled together, like, especially with a lot of injuries they had this year. Like, their outfield's totally changed since the trade deadline. And, I mean, somehow, hey, you're in the championships, the National League Championship Series. So, I mean, you know, stranger things can happen here. That one of these teams are going to, you know, they're bashing themselves, and then they might be tired where they might be able to take advantage early in the series. But, again, the Brewers, it's a bit of a, you know, that's, again, them and the Rays, doesn't really matter if you win the most games in the regular season. What matters is the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very true. Well, it doesn't look like this game is going to get resolved before.
Yeah, I was going to say we weren't going to get it to the end. That's for sure.
Like, we can't stretch this out. We do have to wrap things up. But before we go, what's on the pity party?
Yeah, what's the pity party?
I've just got a whole bunch of stuff that I've been vibing with lately. I've got a pretty fun section in the middle. We wouldn't necessarily say pretty fun, but yeah, it's
enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say enjoyable. Yeah, a little bit twinkly, but it's kind of very, very stressful, very strained kind of type of music to kind of get vibe with how I am particularly feeling at the moment. And then I end off the hour with a block of all female vocalists.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a good pity party to listen to.
It's a solid B+.
I like that you even undersold yourself. Like, I mean, it's good, but it's not an A. You're not giving it an A.
The A shows are always like the A and A plus shows are always like the ones with the full themes. The fruit salad one I did a while ago. The Christmas show, always an A plus one. The baseball show, and of course my Halloween show, which will be up in 2 Fridays. It'll be on the 29th.
Why don't you do one like in between? I'm going to give you another suggestion. I like to always, you know, be your program manager sometimes. Why don't you do one on color orange?
I don't have enough. I mean, I guess I could try.
You can have Orange Crush alone. REM. There you go. That's starting you off right there.
Oh, thank you.
Just because I wanted to hear that
orange
song.
Orange Rhyming Dictionary from Jets to Brazil.
There you go. Maybe. You can find it. You can find enough orange. I guarantee you can find enough orange. That's just, again, free of charge there, Brian.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, because I know, because you're feeling it. Do you want to prognosticate?
The Halloween show is always the one to look forward to in October because it's a long list of bands covering other bands, you know, dressing up as them basically for Halloween.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's a full show of covers. So that's coming up on on the 29th. So
2 weeks from now, which is good. I will say this before we go, Brian. Give me a prognostication right now. We're into the middle.
The end of the seventh.
End of the seventh. Sorry.
Let's just keep the Giants.
Rolling.
The Giants have the better bullpen. So
there you go.
The Giants are going to win.
So mark it here.
Tyler Rogers coming in to replace Logan Webb.
Oh, so he's done. Here we go. This is why you've won all these games and you have home field advantage to win this. Yes, I would think you would be correct. And if you're listening to this on Friday and Brian's wrong, just say Brian was wrong
again.
Don't.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Friday to talk ALCS and NLCS. In the meantime.
And this is just the best time of the year. Everyone's watching postseason baseball and play ball!
Strike 3, you're out!